Hello, my imaginary friends. It's December the 21st, Wednesday. Simon, this is my audio blog. 21st of December, does that mean it's the beginning of winter now? Is this the shortest day? Or is that January? I can never remember which one it is. I think it's December. Oh well, never mind. I'm sure one of my imaginary friends will be able to tell me. Just wanted to give you a quick update, really, on the email situation. Down to 123 now, 123 in my inbox at work. So it's definitely going in the right direction, accelerating nicely down to a small number. Still 111 off Rob's fantastic number. I'll get there eventually, I guess. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after. 123 is the number today. What else I want to say? Thank you very much to Alter UK for your suggestions about getting a pay-as-you-go SIM card in order to for each network in order to find out which networks give the best coverage in the places where you're going to use your phone the most. So, at home, in the office, that kind of stuff, I guess. Maybe on the drive to and from. Those places. But don't you have to pay like a tenner or so for each of those SIM cards? It could be like 50, 60 quid. Maybe it's an investment. So there we go. I might stick with it too, actually. I don't think the prices are that bad compared to the other networks. I was looking at the prices of three, and the advantage they have is the unlimited downloads, but they make you pay more for the tariff. I think it's about 10 or more for the tariff, so a bit more of a upfront. I don't know, I might stick with O2 to be honest, but there we go. I'm just doing a bit of washing up at the moment. I'm washing up these little star shapes and little Christmas tree shapes and things, because evidently the kids have been making Christmassy biscuits today, which sounds like fun. I look forward to eating some of those at the appropriate time. So that's good. Also, I would say hi and thank you very much. Very interesting to Acrobat for he was talking more about the project management tool that he uses and I don't know, I keep hearing interesting things. When Rob talks about the way that they approach the project management stuff, the one that really struck a chord for me today was when he was talking about that the tool is a what should I do next tool, and I really kind of take on board the different focus that he's referring to there. So that's really. Project management tools tend to be about this is the project, how do we get the project delivered as soon as possible. And that involves finding out resources and leveling resources and all those kinds of things. It kind of assumes it's kind of all based on dedicated resource. You assume that you've got that resource dedicated to you. It doesn't work well at interleaving different projects together, intertwining them. So if you do have a resource that's working on supporting multiple projects, like they're building servers or something, then you kind of have to book them in, book their calendar somewhere in some other system, and then put constraints into the different project, the different project files that you're working with. It kind of is all focused around the project, as opposed to focused around the people and making sure that people know what to do next. I find that fascinating. Now, I'm sure that somebody else has looked at this, I'm sure these tools like Basecamp and the next generation project management, resource management tools take this thing into account. It was just a very interesting slant and a different perspective on the whole problem of managing time and resources and projects. So thank you for that. Give me something to think about. Take care of yourself, everyone. Toodle-boo.